Hi, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Greg Golden with you on Foresight Sports 365 and your War Eagle Sports Network. Midweek, must be Jeff Arnett time. Coach, how you doing? Nice to see you.
Oh, good to be here, man. Thanks for coming by.
Well, a vicious battle going on across Region 5. A couple of upsets and a big deal here at South Forsyth as Milton came in here and showed that they're a pretty good football team. Your first impressions coming out of that game, and I know what you're going to say. Couple of turnovers made a big difference.
Well, you know, first off, like you said, Milton's a good football team. They beat some really good teams. They got some great athletes. But, you know, we had five turnovers. We lost the ball five times, and you're not going to beat anybody doing that. And that was the difference in the game. I think we could have won the game. I think we're good enough to beat that team if we do the right things. And giving it up five times, it just doesn't make it possible. And a good team does what they did. They capitalized when we did turn it over.
They opened up a little bit their offense, I thought, after those turnovers, trying to take advantage of that and get points on the board right away. But all of a sudden, this passing attack, they got 3 6-5 receivers, almost interchangeable. The quarterback stood up and said, hey, you know what, I can throw the ball pretty well. I can throw it downfield. They stretched the field on you. Your impressions on that going forward, because you got some throwers coming up down the road.
Well, we knew what the quarterback was capable of. We've had to play him before. We knew about the receivers, and you know, we held him in check for a while. And when we were up 7-6 there in mid third quarter, and they hit the one down the middle, we actually had good coverage. That was just the kid was there, you know, Jax Weaver was there. He just the other guy made great play. The other two, you know, we just got beat, and they scored on those. But like I said, we were ahead in the middle of the third quarter with a chance to keep the momentum, and we just weren't able to do that. And then after their score, the three consecutive turnovers, like I said, you just can't beat a good team doing that kind of thing, and we realize that.
So going into practice this week, was there an emphasis on hanging on to the football?
Well, you know, if you look at the game, it was three fumbles where our runner was trying to gain more yardage. I mean, they were in a pile. They were driving the pile all three times. And, you know, the only thing you can do is keep both hands on it. And I think every time we had the other arm out pushing, trying to get more yardage. Once you get in that pile, you know, we just emphasized and worked on it where we keep both hands on the ball and driving with our feet as opposed to driving with our feet and using one hand to fight them off also. And that's what happened all three times. And, you know, that's great effort on our part, but we got to be smart to make sure we get the huddle back up again.
Was it wet out there? We thought there might have been a little dampness on the field, a little dew point up.
I don't really think that was the factor. I mean, sometimes it just happens. I mean, you know, it wasn't that we weren't securing the ball and that type of stuff. It was just us trying to get more yards, them ripping at it, doing a good job themselves. And, you know, that's just something we got to be more conscious of.
You didn't give up. Your team battled back. Onside kick, a great recovery there. A couple of late scores made it much more respectable. You know, Milton, in my mind, what I saw out there, they were looking for the big score. They were looking for the, you know, the statement kind of score. And y'all didn't let it happen. You stayed tough. A couple of scores late in the game. Talk about that attitude.
Well, first off, man, our kids and coaches don't have any quit in them at all. And you know, we kept battling because I'm one of those guys that you never know what's going to happen. And you know, the fact that we were able to spread them out and make some big plays and get back in the game was just shows what kind of team we've got. And I told them after the game, you know, we can't win a good team against a good team turning it over five times. But the thing is so awesome about this football team, there's no quit in them. And in the long run, when we get down these next three regular season games in the playoffs, that's going to pay off for us.
Yeah, it definitely is. That's something to build on. We're sitting in the booth. It's 35-21. You got a couple of late scores. There's a buck and a half left on the clock. And I'm saying, do you believe? Because it was right there. It could have happened. And you know, like you said, anything can happen. But the no quit, you know, sticking in the game, staying with your teammates and working hard, it could have happened. And we were in the booth saying, yeah, you know, this is a possibility. That's something to build on, that whole concept of it's never over till the buzzer sounds.
Like I said, man, I just feel like our kids feel that way. And, you know, we had the ball 35-21 there at the end in their territory. And, you know, you score there, and then it's the onside kick to try to win it. So, you know, we battle back in. I'm proud of the kids, and you know, that's not what we're after, to keep things close or to battle, but we want to win games. But, you know, we know we're capable of beating good teams if we can just deal with the mistakes.
I want to ask you about the spread offense that was so effective down the stretch in the last 5 minutes of the game. We know it's in the playbook because they came out and they ran it like they've been running it, you know, regularly all season. Talk about that, because I think that's going to be really big for you going down the stretch.
Well, you know, when we got in that situation, Drew Morse, our quarterback, who's capable of running around and making plays, really started doing that. And our receivers made some good plays. Line protected well. They did start clicking, starting getting some confidence in that area. It's always important to have that. You know, those are sets and things we've done throughout the year, but when we get in that situation, it's just, you know, it's hurry up and get on the line and run a play as fast as you can. And you have to throw it about every time, because you got to make sure you're moving the chains and stopping the clock. But, you know, it's good to see those guys convert in those situations.
They really responded well to it, and I bet that the, you know, down the stretch, that's something to take with them as they move forward too.
Well, it is. You know, I think it's a confidence thing, knowing that we can do that. You know, Jordan Brunson had to leave the game because of the back block, a hit took him out. Darren Rogers, our fullback, was out. Kobe Cruz, one of our main receivers, he was out in that whole second half. So it was great to see other guys pick it up and take the slack.
I want to talk about Colby Cruz. He had some spectacular plays in the first half that unfortunately just didn't pay off because at the end of the play, somehow the ball squirted out and those guys were just Johnny on the spot. You talk about being in the right place at the right time. But Colby Cruz, how's he feeling?
Well, first off, Colby's a playmaker. That's just what he is. And, you know, he catches the ball at the one on the way down, hits the ground, the ball pops up, and the guy, you know, ends up intercepting.
A lot of people thought that was a touchdown.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was close. He hit the ground. You know, the ground can't cause a fumble. It was close. The other one where he, you know, fumbled on the 19 going in also, we thought he might be down. But we didn't get either one of those calls, and they were close. That's just part of it. But unfortunately, Kobe, he broke his collarbone on the last one. And, you know, it's just been one of those years for us on injuries. And, you know, we just, you know, the old cliche of next man up, we've had to deal with that a lot this year. And losing Colby is tough because, like I said, he's just a playmaker.
Yeah, that is tough. Sorry to hear that. But we'll be, you know, he'll be on the sideline rooting just like everybody else who's been through that situation on your team. And I'm sure that's going to be a big plus for you. All right, let's look at the region. We've seen some upsets. We've seen some teams coming through. You got more than half at 1-1. It's a big cluster right there in the middle. Milton at 2-0, Lambert at 0-2, and everybody else is 1-1. And you got the Civil War coming up. That's a classic rivalry that is always a coin flip. How's it going to turn out? How are you preparing for North Forsyth this year?
Well, you know, North had a great big win on Friday night, and that's awful big boost for their confidence. You know, they've got some good players. They got their running back, and he is really, really good. And, you know, that's always a concern. He had an incredible game last week against Lambert. We've got to find a way to slow him down for sure defensively. That's one of the things we've got to do. And offensively, we've got to take care of the football. But it's a fun game, like you just said. It's, you know, everybody's always looking forward to that game. And, you know, up there last year, it was a packed house. And, you know, we're looking forward to another great game right here Friday night against North.
I was asking you before we started rolling here about practice, and you offered that it was a great couple of days of practice. Talk about that a little bit as you prepare for this rivalry.
I'll tell you what, Greg, it may have been the best all-around week of practice we've had this whole year. You know, we had all 3 days were just super days. And, yeah, that's exciting to see our kids come back after a loss, have the kind of attitude and the kind of practice we've had. And I really believe it's going to spill over into the game on Friday night, and I'm excited about it.
You told me that once the freshman season is over, you can't use them anymore. Is that right?
Yeah, you know, their season's over, and they had a great season. I don't want to comment on that. They were undefeated. They won the region championship on Thursday night. A great bunch of kids, and they're finished. That was their last game.
Will any of them be available to help you with the depth issues going forward?
No, those guys, you know, we try to keep those ninth graders as best we can to play in freshman football and giving them that extra year of maturity to move them up. And that's what we're doing this bunch. But, man, there's a bunch of good football players in that group. And I was proud of what they did last Thursday. And, of course, you know, our JV, they won the region championship also. And it just – Great year for our underclass group, and we're all excited about them.
Can we see some of them maybe getting some more playing time, stepping up and helping to fill out those roster spots?
Well, those guys have already been getting playing time. We've got a lot of guys that just play two quarters on JV because they play on Friday night. And those guys will continue to do that and continue to give us depth there.
What's your biggest motivation for this game? Is it the rivalry or is it the positioning in the region? How do you feel about that?
Well, you know, first off, it's about position in the region because that's what's most important.
You want that home playoff game.
You know, that's what right now what we're fighting for is to make sure we have another chance to play at home in the playoffs. And, you know, North stands in the way of that and so does the other two games. But, you know, the rivalry part of it just makes it fun. That makes it just – that's what high school football, I say it all the time, it's what it's about, is those rivalries where those kids know each other, the families know each other, the community knows each other, and it just adds to it.
Well, it's going to be here at home, and it's going to be a big one. It sounds like a lot of fun. I'm not going to pick your brain to ask you how often you're going to run that spread, but from my perspective, it was fun to watch. It looked like they were having fun doing it. It was very effective, so – You know, if you want, I know you listen, you don't say a lot, you don't, always take a person's opinion and run with it, but from my perspective, throw that in there a few times, Coach.
Well, if we need to run it to win, we'll try that. If we need to throw it, we'll do that.
That's a standard answer. Yeah. If it's going to help us win, if it's effective, we're going to run with it. Mm. Well, listen, we're looking forward to it. We want to wish everybody, you know, Colby Cruz, dang it, I'm sorry to hear about that. That kid's a playmaker. Like you said, he's fun to watch. And he's got a lot of support, brings a lot of folks in on the sideline, you know, to root for the squad. But get out there, have a blast on a Friday night. And again, we always appreciate your time. Jeff Barnett, everybody. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you, Greg.